Balayla hahu nadido shinas hamelech. One of my favorite psukim to lane in the Megillah, based on old Balkore tradition, that you lane hamelech with the hamelech from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. On that night, Perek Vav Pasuk Aleph nadido shinas hamelech. On that very night. We said by Yomahu before in Perek Hey, talking about on that day of the party, the 24-hour waiting period before the next one, Haman was incredibly sameach v'tov lev. But it turns out the best laid plans of Haman on that night, the sleep of the king, nadida, it eluded him. He could not sleep. The idea of nadida sometimes can mean kind of drooping off or drifting off. I can't remember where I learned that. Something about somebody who's drifting off in Beis Medrash and Shul. But in this case, he couldn't sleep. He had insomnia. The king can't sleep. And so, Vayomer Lahavia Sefer HaZichronos Divrei HaYomim. And he told them to bring the record book, the annals, Vayunik Ra'im Lefnei HaMelech. And they would read the records of the empire in front of the king. That's sleepifying enough to put anybody back to sleep. But Rashi, based on the Gemara in Megillah, Rava says in the Gemara, why couldn't the king sleep? The king couldn't sleep because on the first party, Esther said, bring Haman. And now for the next party, Esther says, bring Haman. And the king starts to be afraid. Remember, he's a king of impulse. He's a king of insecurity and fear, and he's worried. Is his wife plotting with Haman against him? Do they want to kill him? Is there an assassination plot? Does Haman want his wife? Nasainei Nehaba, Rashi brings down from the Gemara. Did he set his eyes on the queen for himself? This is a man who doesn't feel like he's got a strong grip on power, and he's always afraid that he's losing it. But what's interesting is that his choice then is to read aloud the records. And what's he looking for in the records? Beis Vayimotzei Chasuv, they found written down, they found an entry in the daily diaries of the palace, Asher Higid Mordechai al Bigson of Osseresh, on stating that Mordechai had informed the government about the plot made by Bigson and Seresh, Shnei Sarisei HaMelech, the two either eunuchs or chamberlains of the king, Mishomrei Hasaf, who were the guardians of the threshold, that they sought to lay hands upon King Achashverosh. So Mordechai had denounced Bigson and Seresh. Alshich points out, in the record book says that Mordechai told the king directly, without Esther interceding. So there's no connection here through Esther from Mordechai to the king. It's a direct act of a conscientious citizen. If you hear something, say something. And so he did. It's interesting that they added an aleph to Big Son's name to make him Big Sana. Some suggest that this was a little bit anti-Semitic, that Mordechai didn't deserve a reward. Big Sana, Big Son Oi, or Big Son or Seresh. Maybe he didn't have it right. He said they're both guilty. Does he deserve a reward? He never gets a reward. The Malbim says the king forgot who was responsible for saving his life from Bigson and Seresh. You know, a lot of things happen, and he's busy on Truth Social, and he doesn't remember exactly what happened yesterday, let alone a couple of months ago. Vayomer HaMelech Pasagimel Mana Asaya Karu Gedula LeMordechai Alzeh. So the king said, how is it possible that Mordechai didn't get a reward? What honor or dignity was conferred on Mordechai? Did he become a knight of the empire? Did he get some Achashverosh coin in his bank account? And the servants of the king, the pages of the king, said nothing has been done for him. So there's been no reward. And not, says the Gemara, because they love Mordechai so much, but because they hated Haman so much, that other people get rewards. Haman's getting rewarded left and right all over the place. Did he ever do anything this important? So why are they suddenly snarky about Haman? So that's because the very next pasuk says they hear Haman coming. But Rabbi Norman Lamb says something great about this. He points out that Achashverosh who is having insomnia at the time, is thinking, I might get killed by this plot between my wife Esther and Haman. Who would save my life now? And he started to think back, is there anybody who ever did save my life? Is there anybody who I didn't pay back, who I didn't compensate properly for doing me a good turn before? And he says, I want the Chronicles read to me so I find out if there's somebody who is waiting for acknowledgement who didn't get it yet. And of course, this is the beginning of the salvation of Klal Yisrael. And the HaMelech, zucked many of the Mefarshim and the Medrash, HaMelech, it's the king, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're not going to mention Hashem's name in the Megillah, but we know who the Melech was, whose, quote, sleep, unquote, was disturbed. But Rabbi Lam says, what we have here is a momentous moral teaching. We become moral beings, truly, when we take the giant step from blaming others for our misery, which is the fad in the society we live in right now, to searching our own souls and hearts for the source of our troubles. From suspecting conspiring neighbors to analyzing the labyrinthian channels of our own egos. What is remarkable, truly, is that Achashverosh could achieve this moral stature. The royal insomnia becomes a creative challenge. From suspecting plots from others to discovering shortcomings within himself, from outer subversion to inner corruption, from scheming courtiers to seething conscience. The miracle is his ability to make the transition from a frightened animal afraid of others to a spiritual human afraid of what he has found within himself. This is our own job as human beings, as Jews in particular, to really do a cheshbon ha-nefesh and to look inside and to see what's going on that maybe we are responsible for in our own lives. See, he says, bring me the Sefer HaZichronos. And Rabbi Lam continues that the Sefer HaZichronos is a reminder of that Rosh Hashanah and that Yom Kippur before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where everything is going to be read out and we have to see that we've acted properly for all of those who have done so many things for us, including, of course, not limited to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to other people. Chafetz Bikaro. Everybody needs praise. Everybody needs a kind word. Everybody needs a compliment. But not everybody is willing to give those. And they mean so much. And the king of all self-centered, extravagant people, the king realizes this and says, we need to do something for Mordechai.